Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Somebody threw in an "and this is Doug Loves Movies." That was adorable. Coming to you from the UCB Theater on Tuesday, November 25th, 2014. Wolf, you know the rest. Sadly, due to an unexpected power surge, the Doug Loves Movies we tried to tape in Tampa, Florida, last Saturday has big chunks of the audio missing. Like halfway through each game, it skips like partway into the next game. And I'm going to try to put together a version of it to post on Doug Loves Minis soon. And don't worry, Tampa, I won't hold that against you. I will definitely be back, and we'll just make sure we have more backup for the recordings. Because everybody else was kind of like, yeah, Florida has a lot of power surges. Like, okay. I guess because it's hot all the time, so the air conditioning's always on too hard. I'll be back in Florida on Thursday, December 4th at the Comedy Club. Yeah, that's right. It's called the Comedy Club in Jacksonville. And Los Angeles, you guys here, the 12 Guests of Christmas West Coast Edition will be on Tuesday, December 16th at 8 o'clock. I've been getting a lot of questions about it on Twitter, and tickets are on sale soon. UCB generally, hey, how's it going? Usually they put tickets on sale about 20 days in advance of a show, so count it down. December 16, 20 days. I think we're right in the ballpark right now. So look for it at ucbtheater.com. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be like a two-hour extravaganza. Prize bag is a little meager at this point because this is kind of exciting. How is traffic getting over here tonight, you guys? It was terrible, right? That's what I've been hearing. I always come over to the neighborhood like a few hours early just to be safe, and so I didn't experience any bad traffic, but I guess it's really bad right now. So two of the guests, one of whom every time he's on the show skates in at the last possible moment, so I'm not that surprised that he's not here, but... Oh, one of them's here. that's good. The longer I complain about it, the more... I mean, it's not, you know, people... the traffic's bad sometimes. So we'll suffer through with only three out of the four guests. But I brought a copy of Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun, and some interesting items I got at last night's Getting Doug with High taping here in Los Angeles. Tommy Chong has a new product that he's promoting called the Smoke Swipe, and it's like a little individual
towelette that you can use 10 or more times to wipe the smoke smell off of your hair and clothes. I haven't tried it yet, so I can't vouch for it, but it sounds like it should work. And then something else that sounds like it probably shouldn't work at all is marijuana, like I guess it's medicated lubricant, and it's called Hygasm. And there's a couple of flavors here I put in the bag, and of course my favorite of those being Coconut. I don't know about that at all. And I got something else in the bag that I'm going to reveal in a second after I bring the person out here that brought it. Please give a big warm welcome, you guys, to Milana Weintraub, Paul Scheer, Baron Vaughn, and Mr. Leonard Maltin. I was right. That motherfucker Paul Scheer is always shows up at the last possible minute. And when traffic's bad on a night like tonight, who knows when he's going to get here?
If he shows up at all, yeah.
That's Milana, everybody.
Hi.
Had to ask her backstage, how do you pronounce Weintraub? And she's like that. Yep. And I said it wrong the first time. And you may know her, and you definitely know her, as Lily in the AT&T commercials. With James Vanderbeek and she's got all the gestures down and everything, and she's a first time guest on the show. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
I figured out how to track you down, stalk you, however you want to describe it, because they were going off about you on the Kevin and Bean radio show here in Los Angeles one day.
Yeah, well,
about
it was really...
Ralph Garman was talking about his big crush that he has on you.
Yeah, what a loser.
Yeah, and he said your name, though, so I was able to look you up, and you were already following me on Twitter. I was like, bam!
I know.
So I was able to write to you and ask you to do this. So that's exciting when those kind of connections can happen.
It was easy, because I already loved movies.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody loves me, because of their love of movies. I just glommed onto it. And weed and food. But speaking of movies, the co-host of a brand new podcast that I'm very excited about, weekly podcast entirely about movies, these two gentlemen discussing them. Do you guys argue much?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Not yet, but I want to get more into that.
That's Baron Vaughn and Leonard Maltin, you guys. And the show is called Maltin on Movies.
With Baron Vaughn.
With Baron Vaughn.
Hey, thanks.
Apologies.
Later. Full billing, that's all. You know.
I looked at the iTunes, is the graphic on iTunes, does it say with Baron Vaughn?
Yes, in the smallest possible.
Right? Font. It's illegible. You don't even notice it. But I have seen it in other places written out that way. So just get them to fix up the logo and you'll be good to go.
All right.
And it's comedian Baron Vaughn and noted film critic Leonard Maltin just sitting down and discussing a different genre of film every time.
Yeah, well, the first thing I said, Paul Scheer is the one who brought all this
together.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The
guy
absent,
is late.
The late Paul Scheer.
And, oh, no. What a terrible way to find out.
I didn't mean to be the bearer of bad tidings.
Oh, it's weird that you would hold that out until now.
He brought this together for a new slate of podcasts he's been producing for Earwolf that are now called Wolf Pop.
Yeah, he's a curator over there.
He's a curator of 13 new shows about pop
culture. I was excited to ask him all about it.
And just hang on and maybe it'll come true. Maybe
your boss is late is what's happening right
now. I understand
that.
Yeah. Anyway, he invited us to get to know each other and see if we would connect, and we did. And what I said,
what'd you guys do? You go on a couple of dates, a couple of lunches.
Yeah,
I did. I took him on the. I took him to the carnival.
Yeah, remember the dating game, you know? And there would be a whole ritualistic thing.
We did
none of that.
The
chaperone.
water rifle at the horses, and got the biggest teddy bear of all.
That's right.
He's like, I think we have a podcast here.
That's right.
That should be. You really should. I know it's a audio podcast, but that'd be a fun opening for the show. Is the two of you doing fun?
The sound
romantic. Comedy things together, like a typical romantic comedy montage.
That would be lovely. That'd be lovely for the inevitable telecast.
Inevitable.
equitable TV version, right?
That's right.
Who
that's
wouldn't
right.
want to see you guys sitting around talking about
your
film?
Mouth
not me.
Because
I know what I look like. But and I'm like, I'm bored with that guy already. But anybody else?
But what we decided
I'm
to do...
I'm new to what you look like, and it's not bad.
Hey!
There you are. Okay.
Just ruined it with that expression. Okay.
Dude, she can get you such a great calling plan. They're having a people wearing hats special right now.
Hey, you into data?
Depends on how many gigs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I'm not that into the next generation, to be honest. So
what we're doing is instead of reviewing new movies,
yes,
we take a new movie in theaters, like we did the Theory of Everything as our trigger for the first broadcast.
Oh, podcast. So then the rest of the conversation is the I was going to say wheelchairs.
No, no.
I thought you were going to do a whole show about wheelchair movies.
Excellent try.
What else do we got? My Left Foot.
No. We did
Born on the 4th of July.
One that we really like.
The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Oh my God. Was he ever in a wheelchair?
Yeah, he was rolled around.
They push him around while he was locked in. Yeah. That movie. Remember that movie, Leonard?
Which one?
The Bell and the Butterfly?
The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Diving Bell.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
It's a fantastic movie.
So good. But also, like, it's like the number one thing I'm afraid of getting. Yeah. Is locked in disease, where you're just laying there and all you got's your eyes, because mine are already shot.
But maybe they would make a movie about you. And that would sort of redeem the whole thing.
That would make it all worthwhile. That's what Lou Gehrig's saying in heaven.
That's right. They get some wonderful French actor to play you.
I think Daniel Day. Day could do a good dub.
That's right. He could.
Yeah.
So what was the... give an example of the...
Right. One really good biopic, which we chose as Capote. Really bad biopic, J. Edgar.
Oh, yeah.
With Leonardo DiCaprio. And one sleeper biopic, which was The Runaways, with Kirsten Dunst as Joan Jett.
Quest. Super sleeper. I didn't even get around to it.
Good. No one did, but it's a really good movie.
I saw it.
You like it?
No.
Well, Leonard and I did, and we talked about it.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
Well, so it sounds like you really have quite a game plan. It's not just like just going off talking about whatever. I mean, you can go on tangents, but you really...
Well, he has the structure, and I have all the tangents.
There you go.
Yeah. I go off on all the sorts of whatevers, whereas he stays on the structure.
And it seems to work out.
But you have to discuss ahead of time the movies you're going to talk about to make sure you've both seen them.
That is correct.
Because on my show, I love it when we all just talk about movies we haven't even seen. just because, you know.
Perfect. I'm in the right place.
We're going more for the comedy.
Kind of like the Hollywood Film Awards, where they give awards to films that haven't opened yet.
Oh, my God, Leonard. When I saw that show, I was sitting in a hotel room. I changed my plans for the night because I was like, what the hell is this Hollywood Film Awards thing that I'd never heard of? Apparently, it's the 20th annual or something, but it used to just be an announcement. It wasn't a TV show.
No, it's been happening as a real-life event, which I had the misfortune of attending a couple of years ago.
Almost like a private event. All the big stars go, though.
Unbelievable. Because
it kickstarts your Oscar campaign.
That's what they keep saying, except that it's a fraud. And the year of the Social Network... My daughter and I went. Mary Hart had been hosting it, and I'd worked with her for many years on Entertainment Tonight. And my boss...
Just sitting with her, you never got any seizures, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, it's an old joke. there was a woman who had some sort of dental disturbance because her teeth were picking up Mary Hart's voice and causing her to have spasms. This is an actual true story. But no one cares anymore. Anyway.
I really thought you'd gone back to what we were talking about.
We're still talking about
Mary Hart.
No. Anyway, so I got to attend this thing to present this award to her. And my daughter came along. We walked into the lobby of the Beverly Hilton Hotel. As I say, it was the year of the Social Network and some other big films. And they were all there. Everybody was there. It was a sea of A-listers. Unbelievable. They gave Jennifer Lawrence their newcomer award that year. Who gave it? Jodie Foster. They gave Stallone an award for doing The Expendables. Who gave it to him? Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Very good guess. Excellent guess. Would have been a more interesting presentation, you have to admit.
But then it finally got on TV, and now, but like Queen Latifah came out and stumbled through some remarks, and then the show was off and running, just giving awards to movies that aren't even out yet.
That's correct.
That no one has seen. And each time they play a package that feels like a trailer, mm-hmm. and then the person would come out and like, they've already won an award for something nobody's even heard of. It's really weird.
What channel was it on? You actually
got it then. It was on
CBS. Was a
big CBS deal. I
want to
guess CBS.
But in spite of all that, you understood exactly what it was. See, you got the whole point of it, which is that it's trailers promoting movies that aren't out yet, and they pretend they're awards.
Yeah. Birdman, that's cool because that's out. Mm-hmm. But like most of them were like, you know, and also Michael Keaton's so great. Like
he's so cool.
He went on that fucking thing and like is just chomping away on his gum during his entire acceptance speech. That guy's a cool dude. I am so pro anyone who chews gum into a microphone. Have you been to the movies lately, Milana? Do you go to the movies? What'd you bring for the prize bag, first of all?
Oh, I brought this really cool calendar for 2015, Scientific American Space Views from Hubble Telescope.
That sounds really
It's really
great.
Cool. I don't know.
People
one's
are
ooing or
just pass it over. I'll put it in the bag.
Okay.
And have you been to the movies lately? Have you seen anything
in
theaters or otherwise?
Yeah, I saw Birdman recently. Did you guys already talk about that like last week? It's not interesting anymore.
No, it's you know, we don't go into too much detail on these things, but I'm like kind of weirdly, I don't know how to feel about Birdman. I kind of want to see it again.
Did it make you sad?
I don't know what it made me. I just sort of watched it and went, not sure I know what just happened in that movie or to me.
When it was over, did you feel like it was long or it was short?
It wasn't boring. It certainly wasn't boring. But I don't know.
That's what we in the critic trade call a money quote.
It wasn't boring, Doug Benson.
That's right.
Yeah.
Birdman, see it, kind of.
Did you like it? Did you like it, Milana?
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was awesome. I thought the performances were stellar and the story was... I thought the moments were... It was hilarious.
I just wouldn't be surprised if some people were taken aback by the fact that you see the trailer and you hear what it's about, and then you spend a lot of time just in the nuts and bolts of how a play on Broadway works. Like, I don't think going into it, people expect to spend that much time in the St. James Theater.
I didn't see the trailer before I watched it, so maybe that saved me.
Yeah.
But also, I didn't feel like it was about the play. I felt like it was about Michael Keaton's character.
Okay.
And like what it is to be an aging artist. And
I got to see it again. The seats were really comfortable when I saw it. So
yeah.
It's already very dreamlike, so I think maybe I might have filled in some parts on my own.
Yeah.
On my own.
That's exactly what ruined Judge Dredd for me. Like that last
Which
one.
Which Judge
like,
Dredd?
Oh, the last one. The one with Olivia Thirlby.
Oh, you like her?
Yeah.
Because that's weird to point her at. Yeah, right?
Because I was like, who's the other guy? That Australian guy. The Australian McAmerica. But that's like 80 different actors right now. Like
Carl Urban.
Carl Urban, that's his name. Yeah.
I liked him in that movie. I liked her in that movie. I liked that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just called Dredd, though.
Was it just called Dredd?
The Stallone one was Judge Dredd.
Yes, now that I did not see in the theater, and I'm lying. Totally saw it in the theater. Did I see Tank Girl in the theater? Not going to answer. And
you
that were, is your
you
answer.
Were suddenly being interrogated by no one.
Doug, stop asking me not these questions.
Is that what your show's like every week? He just denies everything?
You'll just have to tune in to find out.
Oh, okay.
They don't say tune in for a podcast, do they?
No. I think they say
download.
Listen to it. Download it.
Yeah.
Check it out. Here it is.
There it goes. Another one's coming.
But it doesn't go anywhere. That's the great thing. Yeah. I love the archived aspect of
really
shows. Because people can just be like, oh, I wonder what those guys think about movies with wheelchairs. And then go back and find this week's show. Can you give us a tease of what next week's show is going to be?
If I remember which one it is.
What were we talking about? We were talking about holiday movies?
No, not yet.
No.
We're actually recording them a little bit ahead.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that
we're mildly confused.
We just did one about animation.
Yeah. No. The next one that's going to drop. We're taping this.
Gonna drop.
With podcasts, I was like
waiting
say,
for you to react. I'm like, does he normally speak
plop,
like that?
I like no, to say plop.
That's how
Doug
you
prefers
know.
Plop.
He almost
Doug?
Said plop, which
Doug
is
okay.
my,
plop,
which is my
the
way
The podcast
of
drops.
Is about,
podcast
is about
plops.
Breakthrough performances.
Discs drop. What?
Breakthrough performances.
Oh.
And based on Jennifer Lawrence being in the hot new Hunger Games movie. And she's somebody who actually became a star with a single performance, which was Winter's Bone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and who didn't want to make love to that girl after she skinned that squirrel? But she was really good in that movie and really, really put her on the map. Best actress nomination right out of the gate.
That's right. Absolutely.
Do you know where she came from, though?
Like Detroit?
You mean
no,
like,
I mean, like, because I looked this up. I don't want to ruin it because you should totally, you know, listen to the podcast or whatever term we decided on. But she was on a sitcom, and a lot of people don't know this. She was on The Bill Ingvall Show. Does
Whoa.
Anybody know who Bill Ingvall is?
Was she like his daughter?
She was his daughter.
Oh, wow.
For, I think, 3 seasons. But
it lasted that long?
Yeah.
Oh, it was on TBS.
I don't remember exactly what channel it was on. Might have been.
It was on somewhere where that could last that long.
Was it on? Which I want to say is CMT, but I don't know.
I like Bill Ingvall, but you know, it was a very straightforward sitcom.
It was, and if you go to the IMDb, they list her in the credits, but any picture she's not tagged on any picture on IMDb. I wonder why, he said.
Mm. Yeah. Conspiracy.
Mm.
She's only had a classy career.
You ask yourself questions you don't answer and then say he said after things you just
Definitely.
Said.
You're very observant.
It's called a third Thank worst you. Person. That's how I narrate my story.
Have you been to the, Baron, have you been in the movies? I guess you have to, do you feel like you have to see more movies now that you're in cahoots with Leonard?
Yes, yes. I'm telling you, every time you get cahooted with Leonard, you have to end up seeing many movies. I've been watching a lot of things on television, like Netflix and Amazon Instant.
What was like the last thing you saw, if you can remember that in that way?
Oh, I'm going to proselytize.
Go ahead.
It's an animated film called A Town Called Panic that Leonard had recommended. I never saw it. It's a Belgian film that's in French.
All right, let's move on.
But Doug, you will love it. I'm telling you.
This is your sense of humor.
Five seconds, okay. You'd be like, "This is the best thing I've ever seen." You'd start singing for no reason.
How did you see it?
On Amazon.
Amazon's yeah. got it. And yeah. what's it called again?
A Town Called Panic. Yeah.
Who's behind it, Leonard? Are they known for other things?
It won the Audience Award at Fantastic Fest several years ago.
A few years ago? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, of course, we both love Fantastic Fest. Mm-hmm. I was just telling somebody the other day that I had to chug a beer on behalf of Leonard Maltin because he didn't want to chug a beer, and I was terrible at it. Yeah. The year before, they let me smoke a bong on behalf of somebody, and that was fine. But, all right, so Town Called Panic. Check it out on Amazon.
Yep, it's wild. It's about... it's stop-motion animation, and the three leading characters are a plastic cowboy toy, a plastic Indian, and a plastic horse. And their names are...
Woody.
Cowboy... No, no.
I'm sorry.
Their names are... Wait for it. Their names are Cowboy, Indian, and Horse.
Horse.
Right. It's very funny. Very, very funny. You'll just have to take my word for it till you see for yourself.
Take
and when you
word.
See it for yourself, you will thank me, sir.
If you laugh you at the words me. Cowboy, Indian, or Horse, this is the film for you.
You're going to be grateful.
Hey, Horse, what's up? Nothing, cowboy.
That's basically, yeah.
Just hanging out with the Indian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Leonard, we're going to play the Leonard Maltin game here in a second, but I just have to ask you briefly, are people at Leonard Maltin HQ, is the whole team working to try to get a new app going so that a couple of years from now I'm not playing a game where all the movies are from 4 or 5 years or later? You know what I mean? Like... I'm still using your app that's dead.
Yes, I know.
But when's the new app going to rise from the ashes?
I wish I had a good answer for you. I don't have a good answer
This feels
for
like
you.
A showdown right now.
Unfortunately.
I'm just hopeful.
I know. People will have to, for the time being, go to the old-fashioned resource of a book, a paperback book. And the 2015 edition of my movie guide is available.
It's right here. We're giving one away tonight.
We are.
And this is, you know, this is how me and Brian Posehn and Leonard Maltin used to play the game. We'd go like that, and someone would go, stop. And then go like that, stop. The year is 1998. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
No, I got to.
Oh!
He's going to stop at Walgreens on the way home and get his reading glasses.
This That's movie is based on. I've got it in my pocket, but I can do it.
Okay.
But man, the print is small on this thing. Yeah, right. But I was saying, oh shit, because I picked a movie I've heard of, but there's no way anybody's going to get it. It's based on a vintage novel called Just Another Sucker by James Hadley Chase. That's a really spot on clue, and you have no idea, do you, Leonard?
No.
Yeah. 2.5 stars from you. And maybe this will help. It's German, and it was directed by Volker Schlondorf.
Uh-huh. Oh, Schlondorf.
Schlondorf.
Who's got a great new movie out called Diplomacy.
Really?
Yeah.
But you don't remember a film he made called Palmetto.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Elizabeth Shue and Woody Harrelson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, that's how we used to play
Negative
the game.
-2.
That's how we used to play the game. And people would, that's the thing, is we would do terribly at it, because when you do that, you know, 1956, you know, like, and then the description, you know, it was just hard to play that way. And when the app came along and I could, you know, put it into categories and make it very, very specific like that, I really appreciate that. And thank you for announcing that you are going to get a new one soon.
Anything for you, Doug. You know that.
Yeah, and thank you for putting the last ever Leonard Maltin's guide in the good old traditional gigantic paperback with tiny print form. This is the very last one ever, and it's in the prize bag. Did we sign the one that's in the bag?
No, but I will.
Okay, let's do that. And what were you going to say?
I was going to say it does come in a larger format as well. For
larger?
Yes.
What is it, a coffee table book? Like the size of a coffee table?
A somewhat larger paperback book for people who would like larger type. Yeah. Oh my God. It is true. And we are working on a new edition of my classic movie guide, which will come out next year. So that.
Right. You're going to keep doing those.
I hope so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're doing one more for sure.
All right. Go ahead and sign this one. I like to write "You're a winner," but you can write whatever your thing is. Oh, he's got his own special pen. Well,
cool. And I'll sign the Hubble calendar.
Oh yeah.
You are related to the Hubbles, right?
I am one of the astronauts.
Mm. There you go. Give that a signaroo. And then as soon as Leonard's done with that...
But I don't have anything to sign.
And that's your own fucking fault.
Oh.
Did you bring some for the prize bag?
And that also, was like 1 second therapy right there.
Do you guys think Paul Scheer even knows that he's supposed to be here?
I don't.
Like, he might not have remembered.
I bet he does not know.
And I don't think I can't remember the last time I texted or tweeted him about it. So maybe I didn't remind him, and that's why he's not here. But if he was here, he wouldn't shut up about his new network that he started and how great all this shit. What?
Text him now.
Okay.
Do you want to sign this too?
I capitulate to all audience demands.
Take off your shirt.
No. Because at this point, I'm thinking that if he responds, you know, like it's going to be he's not on his way, and I don't want to drag him down here because the show's only got 17 minutes left anyway. And my three guests are delightful. I just wanted him to come down and promote his new network, and I thought I was putting together a pretty tight theme show.
And promote Wolf Pop?
Yeah.
Wolf Pop, a new network?
It's not the same coming from you. Oh. You got to hear it from Paul Scheer.
Okay. I was trying to do the Little Shop of Horrors guy who's like, hey, that's an interesting plant, except about Wolf Pop. 3 people get me. Everybody else is my family. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving.
I'm excited about Thanksgiving. I'm going to see the horrible penguins of Madagascar. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Is that the title?
No. I tried to mash up Horrible Bosses and Penguins of Madagascar. It didn't come out very good. No, I mean, I think those Madagascar penguins, they look pretty cute. The trailer's funny, but I don't think I'm going to sit through the whole movie until it's on a plane when I can sleep. And Horrible Bosses 2, I enjoyed the Horrible Bosses 1.
as it will be known from now on.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. I thought those guys had a good chemistry. That Charlie Day just makes me laugh. I enjoy him very much.
Yeah.
So I'll go see that. I don't expect it's going to be great, but
I saw The Diving Bell and the Butterfly on a plane. And do you ever watch a sad movie on a plane?
I think so.
It's you cry so much more.
That's probably where I saw The Notebook.
What?
That's probably where I saw The Notebook. I mean, I'm more likely to see a sad movie on a plane because it's like, well, that's the movie they're showing, so I'm going to watch it because I don't really seek out sad movies that much. But
something
what happens
about the
on a plane?
Pressure just makes you cry a lot more. Does anyone else experience that? Yeah, like it just like pushes the tears out of your eyes harder.
Well, it is sensory deprivation. I mean, you're sitting in a small seat in the dark, in silent, looking at a small screen, and then you just start shaking.
I was sitting.
All of the feelings. The audience is going to hear this.
Yeah, you have nothing but your feelings.
This physical gag I'm doing. You hear that, audience? It's gold.
I was sitting next to two little girls, just like, it's fine. I'm going to be fine. And they looked at me terrified. Their mom was sitting behind me, passing me tissues.
What time of the day was it?
I don't know. We were on a plane. It could have been any time.
You fly up out of time and hover around in the very vague.
We were flying with the sun the whole time, the speed of the sun moving.
Well, there you go.
No.
I just accepted that, but I was like, oh.
Trust me, I'm an astronaut.
Oh, okay.
Do we have some awesome name tags in the house tonight? I think we do. I think we have some terrific options for you guys to choose from. Everybody, select a name tag who you'd like to play for tonight in an intense battle of the Leonard Maltin game. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Leonard, who are you playing for over here?
I'm playing tonight for Iron Sam.
All right. That's cool. And Baron, who are you playing for?
Is it Demi or Demi? Demi, unlike Moore.
Demi the movie. Is that a play on anything, or did you just make an original? Just an original?
Oh.
Demi the movie,
it's
starring
the
Doug Benson as man
the
number
black
one
man that ever was.
Yeah. And Doug Benson is man number one, it says on there. Don't read the shithead on the back,
because
that's
back
a consolation prize if they lose.
Oh. It's funny, I saw this, and the reason I wanted it so bad is because I thought it said jaw-ish, like Jewish. it's just Josh.
Just Josh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are all three name tags that are pretty much the same size. And
they're all faux posters.
Well chosen. Yeah.
They're beautiful.
I'm just going to cross out Paul Scheer's name here on my sheet because he will not be eligible for any points in this game. Mm-hmm. And we'll start with you, Leonard, since you know how great you are at this game.
Nowhere to go but up.
Then. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then we'll go to Baron and then to...
I haven't explained to Baron that I am the world's worst player of this game.
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're the worst. I mean, at least you've seen movies.
And you are Leonard Maltin.
I've got a couple of friends that just never go to movies. Now Milana's passing out treats to the crowd. Everybody gets a gummy.
A shark gummy.
A shark gummy.
Did you just say, we'll share this one? We just want a bite each.
Go ahead and enjoy that one, Lady and the Tramp style.
This is the night where two dogs will kiss eating pasta.
Those are the lyrics, right?
See those dogs I just gave a plate of pasta? I don't know why I didn't change the voice from...
I had to hold the microphone up from the left.
That's
from Lady and the Tramp 2.0. That's the version that I have not seen.
Oh, okay.
Your voice, that is.
You get to pick a category,
okay,
Leonard, between Voight or Wilson, and that's movies with John Voight or a volleyball. Or Ethan Hawke Down. And that's movies where Ethan Hawke dies. And kind of morbid that I've got all these death categories, but this one's pretty sweet. Paper. And that's films where Dwayne Johnson dies.
Oh,
that's a great pun.
Yes, take a moment.
Yeah, that's always always the slow burn of the evening right there. That's a slow jam.
I can't even laugh because I'm so seriously impressed.
So clever, it takes the fun out of it. Yeah. And which one of those would you like, Leonard?
I'll do the first. I'll do Voight versus or Voight or Wilson.
I think that's a great choice.
Okay.
Would you like a movie that has John Voight or a volleyball in it? Not both, though, I don't think.
Okay.
From either 1997 or 2000.
I'll say 1997.
Okay. This movie from 1997 was given 2 stars by you. You says about this movie that it was followed by a sequel with a it's really funny long name. And then you also said that the climax. Oh, I see. This movie takes place in an exotic setting, but you said the climax of the film looks like the deepest, darkest Arcadia.
Okay.
Pretty hilarious reference, because then you point out that in fact this movie was shot in the
Arboretum
in Los Angeles County. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I may have said too much. I may have tipped it towards Leonard on this one.
No, you've tipped it in no way, shape, or form.
That's how bad he is at it. That's such a specific review. He's like, I don't know. Yeah. Ask Sam Levine about it.
That's right. It's like when I was in high school and I was so bad at math and I placed into advanced math and our teacher let us do an open book take home exam and I still failed. That's how I feel right now.
You wrote this question.
Yeah.
And you don't know the answer.
Exactly so.
But you listed to help yourself out 8 names.
Okay.
So how many of those names would you like to hear to determine?
I'd like to hear all 8,
this?
Doug.
He's taking all 8.
Yeah.
He's taking the full 8. Mm-hmm. Baron, do you think you can do it in less?
I think I can name that movie in 2 names.
Oh, that's a really big jump there.
Damn.
You're off the hook there, Leonard. And we go to Milana, and she can pound her head on the microphone like Charlie Brown.
I don't.
If Charlie Brown were on a panel show,
you could probably show me the movie and I won't know.
It's like Tom Cruise said, show me the movie. Well, there's a good chance Baron might be a little extra cocky for some strange reason.
I think I know what movie it is, but then you're going to say those 2 names. I'm going to realize that that's completely untrue.
Yes. Yeah, so can you name the movie?
Zoinks. Oh,
that's a very polite way of saying it.
Can you please, sir, gentlemen, name the movie?
Oh, well, sir and gentlemen, continue.
Your 2 names are Vincent Castellanos and Owen Wilson.
Ooh.
Can I hear the first name again, please?
Vincent Castellanos.
Country of origin on that name?
And this it takes place in an exotic place, but Leonard says it looks strangely like deepest, darkest Arcadia. But in fact, it's the Arboretum in L.A. County. And it was followed by a sequel. 2 stars.
Night at the Museum?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Son of a motherless goat.
Kari Wuhrer was in this movie. Jonathan Hyde, Eric Stoltz, John Voight in the 3rd position. Ice Cube and Jennifer Lopez. And it was called My Anaconda Don't Want None. Anaconda, you guys. Come on, Anaconda.
Anaconda.
Filmed at the Arboretum. I'm handing you these answers.
One of my favorite John Voight performances.
Oh, he is amazingly hilariously over the top.
Oh, just
I think maybe even Leonard might mention that Voight's, his demonic snake poacher, who speaks with a bad Brando-esque drawl and strangles human victims between his knees.
Is he supposed to be Cuban in that movie or something?
I don't know why he's supposed to be, man, but this is how he talks. I will capture that. I keep changing it.
I love that
this guy, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This guy was giving us a hint by going like this, and I'm like, rolling with the homies?
Someone is making snake arm in the audience?
Oh, we got a snake arm.
Don't cheat, you guys. Milano's on the board with 1 point, everybody.
Yes, she is.
So now, next time, this time around, we get to go with Leonard gets to pick again.
Why is that?
You'll see.
Okay.
Because you weren't involved in that final showdown, so you get to start off.
And I forgot John Voight in that movie, which is unforgivable.
Oh, right? Yeah, because he's so he's hilarious
memorable.
In it.
He's memorable.
It's very funny. He gets, even giving this away, it's still amazing to watch. He gets eaten by the anaconda, and then when he gets thrown up by the anaconda, because the anaconda doesn't want none? Doesn't like Cuban food or whatever. When it spits him up, he turns and looks at the other characters in the movie and winks. It's amazing. All right, so Leonard gets to pick, and then we'll go to Milano this time because we changed the order. Miller Abe on Twitter suggested hash cab, and that's movies where a vehicle is hotboxed. Movies where a vehicle is hotboxed. You know what hotboxing is, Leonard?
I do now.
Just out of context, you figured it out?
Consider the source.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh! Zing! You just got Malton. I like to call that a Malton.
On movies with Baron Vaughn. Or Hey Everybody. That's movies that have a talking horse in them.
Well,
and spoiler alert, and that's movies where someone gets hit by a car. Which one of those do you like, Leonard?
You know which one I like.
I don't think I know.
The talking horse.
Oh, okay. Oh. How many talking horse movies do you think there's been over the years?
Both of them.
All right, well, here we go. This one,
I don't know, this is one
of the two, and it's from 1988. Uh-huh. You called it a bomb. You said that here's a fresh concept, a comedy about a talking horse. You pretty much say the only thing that's funny in this movie is one of the characters' teeth. And then you list 11 names or 10 names? Yeah, 10 names. How many can you get it in? Apologies to put your hands together.
11 names, you said?
10, I think.
10.
Yeah, 10.
I think 10 would be good.
Okay. Start off with 10. He's, yeah. You're strategic, if not... knowledgeable.
1988, long time ago. Yeah.
Okay. Right? Milana?
It's before my time, Doug.
Sure.
So, sorry, does that make you upset?
Are you saying that you weren't alive yet?
I was barely
that
alive.
That made me sadder than a girl watching the diving bell and the butterfly on an airplane. Yeah, sometimes trivia is old.
Yeah.
Trivia never sleeps, I think, is what...
Yeah, that old expression.
Yeah.
I'll go for 10, too.
You have to say 9 or name it. Or even less than 9, but you got to knock one off if you want to... If you don't want to challenge Leonard yet. But if you challenge Leonard and he gets it, then you...
I'll challenge Leonard.
For reals? I'm going to give him all 10 names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't care.
Not completely invested in the game.
I think you finally made it to your time.
This is actually going to be quite exciting. Because I think Leonard's going to know exactly what this movie is, but he might not be able to come up with the exact words that it is called.
I have a guess. And then I win.
You will That's win, right. yes. And you'll bring us in on time, so I'm really excited about this. But maybe I'll pull it out, and then I do hope, even the people sitting on the floor, that everybody gets on their feet if Leonard remembers the name of this movie. Burgess Meredith, John Candy, Jack Whitaker, the great Jack Whitaker, Gilbert Gottfried, Tim Kazurinsky, Jim Metzler.
Oh no, the shake went into a nod. He's now nodding.
Cindy Pickett, Dabney Coleman, Virginia Madsen, and Bob Goldthwait, also known as Bobcat.
Is it called Hot to Trot?
It is!
Hey!
Whoa!
Standing ovation. The Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Leonard is on the board with 1 point.
Oh. You know what's... in a very real way, it's depressing that I know the answer to that. But I'm glad
what made you remember? Like, Dabney Coleman has crazy teeth, and that's the thing you said was funny about the movie.
I just remembered the name.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so... Now we're going to start with Baron, and then we're going to go to Milana. And Baron gets to pick between Dean underscore Goff on Twitter suggested a reptile dysfunction. And that's movies where an alligator or a crocodile attacks someone. Werner Herzog recently named on some site his top five movies of all time, top five favorite movies of Werner Herzog. So that's in here. Werner, I should say. And then... Music Shitty. I was just in Nashville recently, the Music City, and somebody came up with Music Shitty, and that's musicals that Leonard gave 2 stars or less.
I'm going to go with that.
You like that category? Have you guys done musicals on the show yet? Probably not, because there hasn't been a big musical out. But Annie, Black Annie's coming out.
That's right. Also known as Blanny.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm excited about Blanny.
I can't believe I started that. I started it, only one person said it.
1982 is the year for this musical that Leonard calls a bomb. He says it's mindless, opens with a great number, then goes downhill. Yeah, pedestrian music, clumsy comedy, uncharismatic leads.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's about half the review right there. And he lists 11 names. How many names can you get in Baron Vaughn, co-host of Malton on Movies with Baron Vaughn?
5 names.
What a bid. Milana, do you want to...
Name that movie!
Oh, shit.
All right.
All right, here's your 5 names, dude.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right.
Connie Stevens...
Okay.
Tab Hunter.
My favorite.
Good old Tab.
Dodie Goodman.
Sweetheart.
I think Leonard's going to know this one. Sid Caesar. And Eve Arden are all in this movie from 1982. What do you got?
Yeah. I have a definite guess.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Really? No guess at all?
No. Wow, no. No. I got nothing.
Did you recognize the fact that like all of those people seem like they might have been a little bit long in the tooth even in 1982?
Yeah.
That's because they were all in another movie previous to this one. What is it, Leonard?
Well, this is Grease 2.
It's Grease 2.
It's Grease 2?
Yeah. So Leonard with the right answer and Milana with the win. You win with 2 points. Yeah, Dee Dee Cohn, Lona Luft, Adrian Zmed, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Maxwell Caulfield. Grease 2.
Yeah, if I would have heard Michelle Pfeiffer, but...
Yeah, that would help, but that's the most 10 names game, in or whatever. Yeah, so that's the trick of this game right here, but let me just... I got to erase this right now because I don't want that ever to come up again. Thank you guys so much for playing the game and for bringing all the prizes and stuff. Let's get Josh up here to get his prize.
Yeah,
I've seen that poster before. This is another attempt. Oh, really? Somebody else did that in another city. The same J-A-W-S-H.
So you're just knocking all this dude's dreams.
No. He won the prize. But you can have your poster back, too, if you want.
Do you want it?
There you go. I mean, you're ineligible from now on.
Are you sure?
Do you want it? Do you want it? You can have it.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
More visual humor in this episode than I expected. Usually you know when it's coming.
I know, Marcel Marceau hasn't said a thing.
Of T.J. Miller. What?
Yeah. I said Marcel Marceau hasn't said a thing this entire time.
Rest in peace, Paul Scheer. This episode is dedicated to Paul Scheer, and he was a great guy. He started Wolf Pop, and you guys are going to Soul Drawn without him, though, right?
Yeah, we continue on in his memory.
Yeah, keep going. When can they hear a new episode each week of Molten On Movies with Baron
Every
Vaughn?
Every Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning is when they can check it out.
Magically appears online, yes.
Nice. So they post it overnight on Tuesday, and people can wake up to it.
But it's there magically, Wednesday morning on iTunes or at wolfpop.com.
The podcast fairy will put it right under your pillow.
That's right.
And Milana, what do you got going on besides obviously ongoing AT&T spots? I just saw one I hadn't seen before today. That was exciting.
Yeah, that's a sweet gig.
I always like when there's a new one. They've refreshed them a lot for these kind of spots, which is nice.
Yeah, it's real nice.
For you.
I do stand-up around town, just in L.A. I've never left town to do that. And I just wrapped this show on Saturday called Other Space, which is a show for Yahoo that's made by Paul Feig.
Oh.
Who's amazing.
He's all right.
He's made some nice stuff that's funny and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So that'll be out in April.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of you. Do we have some shitheads on the back of these name tags? I'm sure we do. Oh, this one's involved. And let's see what Demi the Movie's got going on. Oh, another... Boy, you guys have a lot of words here. I'm going to have to limit it to 140 characters or something. Oh, my God, that's ridiculous.
You can do it.
All right, I'll try it. I'll try and see what happens. But let's have one more round of applause for Milana Weintraub, Baron Vaughn, and Leonard Maltin.
Thank you.
I like that this time you messed up my first name.
I said Milana.
Yeah.
Milana. Sorry.
Good enough.
Sorry, Milana.
Whatever.
As always, a shithead says what? Milana Weintraub is a shithead.
There you go.
That's the joke, is I'm supposed to call whoever fell for that a shithead. See? I knew it wasn't going to work. Maybe I should have sold it better. And the candiru, which is that small fish in the Amazon that can swim up your urine stream into your dick hole. Yeah, that thing is
that
definitely
exists.
A shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold and viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.